Why aren't you wearing pants?
Carrie asked into the silent room.
I am wearing pants,
he groaned, resisting the urge to thrust against her bottom. She rolled over and stared at him, her eyes wide open.
George is that big?
Brax snorted with laughter and kissed her lips once.
He is when someone has been rubbing their bottom against him for 30 minutes.
I have not,
she exclaimed.
I rub my bottom against no one.
Really? Then how come I know you're wearing bikini briefs? She rolled onto her back and slapped his chest.
Probably because you copped a feel while I was sleeping.
He swung his head back and forth in denial.
I didn't. I woke up to your bottom wiggling against my zipper. It was a lot to deal with, but I'll be okay.
It was Carrie's turn to hold in the laughter, but she finally let it out into the cool air of the cabin.
What time is it?
Close to 4 a.m.
The snow has almost stopped, and I'm sure by 8, our rescuers will be here.
I should throw another log on the fire, but I don't think I can walk right now.
Morning wood or morning wood?
Tough call, she said, throwing the covers back. He grabbed her before she could get out of bed and planted a scorching hot kiss on her lips.
I could make it a no-brainer if I wanted to. Just remember that.
Noted,
she said on a swallow before she slipped from the bed and padded to the fireplace. She laid two more logs in the fire and waited to make sure they'd catch before she tiptoed back to bed and climbed under the covers.
Damn, it's cold this time of the morning.
He gathered her to him and rubbed her arms up and down.
Thanks for taking one for the team.
It was the least I could do, considering my bottom was the reason for your inability to ambulate,
she assured him, patting his chest.
How is George?
He groaned and pressed his hand to the front of his jeans.
Curious.
Carrie giggle snorted, and the sound didn't help the situation in his pants.
Woman, you're skating on thin ice.
Another 30 seconds, and I'm going to have to go dive feet first into a snowbank.
You mean Little Miss Christmas finally brought big shot Braxton Timothy to his knees?
Brax growled and leaned over her, stealing a kiss from her lips until she was panting and begging for his tongue to come inside and play. He gave her what she wanted, bracing a knee between hers and a hand on each side of her head. Her tongue was soft, velvety, and smooth when he ran his alongside it, over it, and then across the roof of her mouth. The sound she made almost drove him over the edge, and he thrust George against her hip instinctively. He ripped his lips from hers and rose to his knees, the woman under him, wearing pink-stained cheeks and mussed hair, with eyes that had melted into a puddle of hot chocolate.
I'm sorry. I almost lost control for a second there,
Brax muttered, his hand going to his own mussed hair. Carrie slid her hand down his belly and rested it against the front of his pants.
Nothing to apologize for,
she whispered, tracing the outline of George inside his jeans.
I was a willing participant.